hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My next guest today is Keegan Haney, who is a great actress from the Nashville area and has been in several movies and is here to tell us all about that. And Keegan, pleasure and honor that you could join me today. And first of all, tell us a little bit about where your love and passion for acting comes from and how you got your start.
Well, thank you for having me. I mostly just started acting as a game when I was really little, just, you know, watching a movie or something and then acting that out later in my room. And as kind of I kept on doing that, I realized that that wasn't usually a game that everybody played and that there was a real passion and, you know, career that I could take for it. And I think I mostly got into acting because I saw this one independent film, White Oleander, and the actress in that is so talented, Allie Lohman, I believe. She kind of made me want to get into it because the character is just so complex and goes through all these different stages, and I was completely interested in the fact that, you know, one person could play the same person, but at the same time, there'd be so many different sides to their personality, so I like that.
Oh, okay. And Keegan, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the movies. I have some here, but, you know, tell us about, you know, initially how you got your first role then.
Well, my first movie was when I was in fifth grade, and that was the Hannah Montana movie, and which at the time was a huge, huge deal, which so that was exciting. But mostly I had a friend who had told me that they were looking for extras to do some of the crowd scenes. And so I asked my mom if I could, you know, go to it. And so we sat out in the sun, you know, waiting in line to give them, you know, our information and everything. And then later that, I believe it was like the next month or so, whenever they filmed it, they just called a bunch of people up to get them to come do the crowd scene.
Okay, so let's see. So currently now, Keegan, what are you currently working on then?
Well, right now, I am working on a movie called Terms. I play Nico in that, and it's a really interesting horror film about a group of terminally ill teens, and they live in a hospice, and it's really interesting because you see the drama in that by itself, but then so much more is added because, you know, one of their own dies and they kind of decide to take things into their own hands.
Oh, okay. So right now you're actually filming that, is that correct?
No, I believe that film's in May, but recently I got done filming, just in January I got done filming another film.
Oh, okay, and it says here, Keegan, that you've been in several horror films. So tell us a little bit about, is that kind of a genre that you're getting used to? Is that kind of, have been your favorite genre, or is that just kind of what you're falling into, or?
Well, it hasn't always been my absolute favorite, just because there's so many different, you know, types of horror films, but I've immediately been able to work with all these great directors, like John Holt, who did Doom's Chapel Horror, and Mike Dubrovsky, who is directing Terms, and they really have such interesting, keen eye when it comes to horror films that immediately makes me want to work with them. And I wouldn't mind doing some more horror films as long, you know, it's really just for me. If I like the story, I'll do it. I don't mind genres. But I've just repeatedly found that I really, really like more of the horror films. So maybe there's more in my future.
Oh, okay. And so you, let's see here. You had mentioned another movie here. It was called the Doom's Chapel Horror. Was that it?
Yes. That one I filmed in January.
Oh, okay. And tell us a little bit about that and a little bit about your role in that one. And will that be out? Can people see that soon then?
Well, the movie itself is really interesting. It's filmed like found footage. It's a monster movie about this kid who comes back home after he's been away for a really long time. And it has these really interesting thematic elements to it. So I'm in the opening scene, and I play Genevieve, who is a very emotionally driven and just pretty sensitive person. And I just found that I can't really share a lot about it, but through the course of, you know, the scenes I had playing her, I found her to be really, really an interesting person and extremely believable, and the writing was just fantastic for her. But I believe that movie, they're planning maybe 3 months. I believe that's when it should come out. That's what it's saying. But both of these films are on Facebook, and so they have a lot of information about them there if I get anything wrong.
Yeah, and I see here, Keegan, now there's a movie, I don't know if you're going to be in it or have been in it, but it had mentioned a movie called Vampire Nation. Can you tell us, is this something that's already been filmed or out? Or?
Oh, Vampire Nation, that actually, I filmed that a while ago. It was for a miniseries on YouTube. I'm not sure if they still have it up, but I just played a vampire on there, which was really fun, and that was where I did my first on-screen death, so that was a fun experience.
Oh, okay. So tell us, Keegan, you know, what is it kind of like auditioning for these, you know, films, especially horror films? I mean, whatever you could tell us, but I mean, as far as the process, I mean, is it a long process? Is it a fun process?
Well, in this career, you kind of have to find the fun, even if it doesn't really seem like it is. So for auditioning, it can be seen as something that's, you know, really terrible because, you know, there's a lot of rejection in this. But for me, I mostly just see it as a fun opportunity and a fun chance to take to see if I can, you know, work in something that I find really cool. The process for both of these, since I am in Tennessee, a lot of these are kind of farther away and either in different states or different counties. And so since we couldn't, you know, drive there immediately just for an audition, I sent in videos for each one. And after I submitted them, because, you know, you kind of have to give it your all in video auditions, which is really easy because, you know, you get to redo it time and after time and, you know, you get to pick that perfect one. But anyway, the process is still fun, whether you get to, you know, do it in person or just film it. But after I sent in my audition with each one, I got a call, I believe the day later or 2 days later, offering the role, which was really, always really exciting to kind of get that feedback so quickly.
Oh, okay. And so, yeah, we mentioned, Keegan, that you're from the, Nashville area. And as you mentioned, a lot of these roles are, in faraway states and other places. But, I mean, is there a lot of opportunities, though, in Nashville, really, to do anything in acting? Or?
Well, absolutely there is. There's a bunch of film schools here and great, great workers that, you know, are trying to get their start here. And so you'll always find fun student films that are working on it. And even if they aren't student films, there's a lot of, you know, creative people that live here. And so it's mostly just been, you know, that's just the opportunities that I've found that are outside of state. But there are a bunch of people here, like my the talent agency that I'm with, Eliminating Talent, that's placed out of here in Nashville. And we have a lot of different people that get, you know, different jobs and have a lot of cool opportunities that can stay inside the state.
Oh, okay. And I have to mention that we understand that, Keegan, that acting is also in the family. I understand you have a brother involved in acting. So kind of is it kind of the whole family involved in acting or just you two?
Well, acting mostly just seems to be me and my brother. Really, when it comes to film or doing anything creative, it's always been in the family. My grandfather worked for a TV station. My mother also worked for a TV station, NECAT in Nashville. And even my great-grandmother was an opera singer. So performing and doing really anything creatively has always really been in the family.
And with that, Keegan, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is Miss Keegan Haney, a great actress from the Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee area. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.